Listening, Part B, Medicare. In this part of the test, you will hear a lecture based on the subject of Medicare. While listening, answer questions in the spaces provided below. There will be a short space between each question. You now have 1 minute to read through the questions, and you'll hear the talk once only. Now read question one. Now answer question one.
Medicare is the national healthcare funding system. It is designed to give eligible Australian residents, regardless of their personal circumstances, access to health care at an affordable cost or at no cost at all. It also allows choice for individuals through substantial private sector involvement in health care delivery to the community. The Australian Government's health funding includes three major national schemes which are subsidised by the government. Medicare, that is Australia's universal health care program. The Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or PBS for short. The federal government's 30% rebate on private health insurance, which supports people's choice to take up and retain private health insurance.
Now read question two. Now answer question two.
Now let's talk about the Australian healthcare system in more detail. The Australian healthcare system is widely regarded as being world-class in terms of its effectiveness and efficiency. The system is funded by the Australian taxpayer and provides a mixture of public and private sector health services. Each Australian state government provides a variety of free public services. These services are delivered through public hospitals and other important programs, such as the state-funded mass immunisation programs. In addition, state, territory, and local governments are responsible for the delivery and management of public health services and for maintaining direct relationships with most healthcare providers, including the regulation of health professionals and private hospitals. Other important functions provided by Medicare Australia include responsibility for payments for services provided by eligible health professionals, responsibility for payments for medications provided under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, which ensures all Australians have access to affordable medications. and responsibility for the administration of the Australian Childhood Immunisation Register, which is an essential element in minimising illness, ensuring good health among children.
Now I'll read question 3. Now answer question 3.
The Medicare program. Medicare was introduced in 1984 to provide eligible Australian residents with affordable, accessible and high-quality healthcare. It was established based on the understanding that all Australians should contribute to the cost of healthcare according to their ability to pay, and it is financed through progressive income tax. Now, from a patient's perspective, the Medicare program provides access to free treatment as a public patient in a public hospital. It also provides free or subsidised treatment by a wide range of health professionals, and this includes medical practitioners and a wide range of allied health professionals, such as dentists, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, dietitians, podiatrists, speech pathologists, chiropractors, nurse practitioners and midwives, optometrists.
Now I read question 4. Now answer question 4.
Now, if you are a health professional and wish to participate in the Medicare program, you will need to apply for a provider number. If your application is successful, you will be assigned a unique number. The number consists of 8 characters from the alphabet and numeric system. Your provider number identifies you and your eligibility to have Medicare benefits paid for the eligible services you provide. It identifies the location from which you deliver your services, and also identifies your eligibility to refer or request services for Medicare purposes. You must have a provider number for every location at which you practice. If you move to a new practice location, then you must apply for a provider number for that new location. So, who can apply for a provider number? Medicare practitioners, optometrists, dentists, allied health providers, as mentioned previously, nurse practitioners, and eligible midwives. As a health professional, you must meet eligibility requirements before you can apply for a provider number, and examples of these include registration with your relevant health professional board, or where there is no registration board for your profession, you must satisfy other eligibility requirements, such as membership with a relevant professional association. These eligibility requirements are outlined on the provider number application form.
Now I'll read question 5. Now answer question 5.
Now let me explain how to apply for a provider number with Medicare Australia. First, you need to download